Una, what's happening? This is Benacomus, Cosmic, speaking from the future about the past and the present. Let's sigh and repent. It's been a rough one, you guys. But we keep on pushing. Pushing to make things better? Who knows? It's there. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Menacomenace.com or Menacomenace on Instagram. That's MenacalMenace. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Boom! What's up? God damn it, back again. Here we go. Back again with another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline of Chasing a Dream. How are y'all doing, everybody? How's everybody doing out there? We fine? Am I getting better at this? Have I gotten better? Does it matter if I'm getting better? How all the people in the United Kingdom and in Canada and all them other places that have been listening, should I get the sponsors in Cabrera? I probably should. Anyway, man, what's up, everybody? We back with another edition of the Dolo Mix. This is going to be a part one to a part two, and then it doesn't matter how this goes, does it? It doesn't really. Yeah, who cares, you know? I still do it. I'm still here to inform y'all on how life is going and how life should go and what you should do during life. What makes you happy, what makes you sad, you know? We out here, we thinking, we doing things. Stream of consciousness. Just keep talking, my nigga. And so, you know, I will. But, you know, it's always the updates that I give y'all. What's been going on in my life. I've been trying to get back on this thing for a minute. Y'all don't know, but I have, okay? It has been like, what you doing out there, Kyle? I'm doing way too much, okay? I'm doing way too much. I probably need to calm down, sit my little ass down somewhere, and just reflect on things, because, whoo! All right, so, like, I've been, this is the Sober October month, so let's save. Usually the last time I did the Sober October month, I was able to save an extensive amount of money. I was able to save a lot. Like the last time I did this, I remember I threw some chicken wings up against the wall because I was very upset with my significant other at the time. They kept asking me questions, and I was like, I just want, you know what? You know what? I can just go revert to like losing it all. I could just go smoke right now and feel a lot better about this situation. But then you don't want to use that as a crutch. You don't want to use the drugs as a crutch. It's not a crutch. It's just there to calm down the mental. You don't need it. It's not something that I need. It's something that I prefer to use and something that I would like. That's it, you know. It's not it doesn't hinder me from being great. I don't, it's not a dire necessity to actually have it to function. No, I'm not an addict. So this is one of those things that proves that. This is like, oh, you're not an addict. And yeah, you have willpower. Your mental is stronger than this drug here. So, you know, Sober October, man. Fucking no weed, no alcohol, no drugs, no none of that. None of that. Coffee. I do my coffee, though. You can definitely do coffee. October is probably the best time to do this. October is usually a good time. And ever since I've been doing this, because, you know, nigga been working, ever since I've been doing this, I bought Audible. I've gotten rid of the Zoom, and I bought Audible, which is amazing. It was the way to go. Like, this is the way to be. Like, Audible have motherfuckers read to me and shit. Yeah, I've been enjoying that. But on top of that, like, since things have been going, I have been laid off. But that's just the construction world. Shit like that happens. The job ends. Boom. You get laid off, and then you go from there. And I'm really not sure where I'm at. I think I might be overlapping myself when it comes to these podcasts or whatnot. But hey, man, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Not everybody listens to each and one of them. I don't even know who listens to what, you know. But I'll just inform y'all every time I come back on here. This is why this is going to be a part two. Because, nigga, I can go take a shower and come back and tell y'all this is a part two. And then tell y'all, boom, this is part two to this motherfucker. And it's only been like a few hours. That's just the art of this podcast. This is how I do this. So, you know, but we out here doing things, man. Just keeping your head up, you know. Just making sure that all corners are covered, making sure that all T's are crossed and all I's are dotted. Like, it's been a shit show out here, especially around election time. Oh my God. Like, it's just so crazy. I believe I am registered to vote, you know. Am I going to vote? I definitely don't want to participate in this shit show at all. And it's a fucking shit show to me. Like, this is ridiculous. This is the first time I've ever played this much attention to politics. And it's just like, I don't even care to be talking about it, but I am. Look at you, Kyle. Stop that shit. All right. My bad. You know, but, yeah. You know, finally got the chop. Last week, for my job, Amazon, we finally finished. He gave me good accolades, so who knows? Since I'll be doing a part two, I've gotten another job. It's been like a week and a half since I was laid off, but in that process, I got another job because that's how this shit works out here. Well, I work for a temp service, Trades Masters. Seems like some wild shit. Trades Masters. Trades Masters. Feels slightly close to slavery. Slightly close when you say it like that. Masters. Well, why are you my master? I don't know. They're all Hispanic though. Got a whole bunch of Hectors. That's appointing me jobs and shit. So, you know, it's all right. You still answer to the white man. So, you know. That's still neither here nor there, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, and this is what I've been doing, you know, since I have been off and since I have been on my sober October kick. I have been making fitness. Ooh, sorry that I had to give it to you like that, but yeah, I've been out here fucking getting it in. Working out, fucking squats, bench press, all that, and we be getting the circus in. Motherfucker been looking nice, been pumping them arms up, get my old CT Fletcher on out here, make my arms grow, and I've been getting it in. So, you know, don't want to look like a scrawny little man out here. I want to look like a fit man that could probably hold his own if it comes to me having to hold my own in certain situations. Yeah, I've been making friends, which has been fun. I've made a friend, and it's interesting because this is Houston, and Houston is different from New Orleans. Everybody has a little country twang to them, you know. The white people out here are real country. The white people that you swear they probably got a few horses at the house. Like, one of the people I knew, his name, one of the guys that I work with, right, Zane, there you go, Zane Sex Chronicles, his name is Zane, and basically he played baseball, he got really good eyesight, his eyes are like a piercing blue, like a light blue eyes, and he played baseball, but like, he hurt himself because he's prone to accidents. So now he was out there working with us and shit. He basically just out there because his daddy got him a job. And basically he like grandfathered into Tony the Gun, his daddy was a GC, the general contractor. That's what that means. That means that they run the entire site. Like, we the electricians, they got the carpenters out there, they got the stucco people, they got the people that work for Amazon, and then they got the motherfuckers that run the entire building, that make sure the entire building is how the building is supposed to be. That's a general contractor. So everybody that I answer to has to answer to the general contractor. That's that nigga. And the general contractor name, that nigga name, his name, that motherfucker over there, guess what his name is? His name is Maverick. Sounds like he owns a jet, doesn't it? That's wild, man. How your name be Maverick, son? That's some shit. I was like, this nigga sound like he got at least 4 horses. And then he was like, yeah, we do. We do have a couple of horses. More than 4, but yeah. I was like, oh, okay. So my judgment is always on point. Thank you. And I call it like I see it. Call it like you see it, Kyle. And I did. That nigga name is Maverick, and he got a few horses. He got some boats. They be going on the lake. Zane don't care. Zane don't care for the coronavirus. Like, he pretending it's not there. Because he young. But, you know, it's just like, you keep your mask on, and we going to be all right. But, yeah, he was willing to learn, and he really got into it. Really got into learning more about the electrical. But on top of that, I got another friend out there. Not only black friend that I made. Nah, I made more than one black friend. You got the disgusting black niggas that's out, them old heads that be on construction sites that be tricking their money off. I always got them old heads that be tricking their money off to all the young thots that's out there that just want a sugar daddy. It don't matter what that sugar daddy look like. This nigga, they got a sugar daddy. I know he a sugar daddy because he be waiting at gas stations and shit for his little spoogies to go ahead and give him some money or whatnot. And they probably suck him off in the truck and shit. But he be waiting. And he be talking about him in the morning. He be like, yeah, man, I got my dick sucked in the portal. And it's like, that's disgusting. It's like 8:30 in the morning, son. Not even 8:30. I'm sorry. It's earlier than that. Because we already working by then. Motherfucker, it'd be like a fucking 6-something in the morning. 6-something in the morning, you getting sucked off in the portalette? All right. Gross. Yeah, nigga, the portalette man don't even come around to fucking clean the portalettes at that time. But you still get sucked off, go get you a piece of pussy in the portalette. It's not even big enough for that. But that's what he do. Nigga got a head like a Ninja Turtle. It's crazy. He missing his fronts, but he still like to eat it up. But he trick it off. He got wife and kids and all that. Got wife and kids and all that. Don't even matter. It's fucking, some of these people that he probably tricking off to is probably like younger than his daughters. So, you know, just think about how disgusting that can be. But they out there like that. Some of these thoughts be wanting this. Some of these hoes know what they like. And basically, yeah, they like money. They, however they can get it. Boom. I'll put the wrinkle balls in my mouth too. What, you want a finger up your butt because you like that? Gotcha. That's the extra Twinkie on top. It'd be wild, man. It'd be wild. But I make friends, but I also make friends, people that'll stick around, like motherfuckers that yeah, when we become friends, it's like, oh, okay, you somebody that I can confide in now, and I'm that person that they can confide in. So, you know, my homie, if I haven't mentioned this before, if I haven't, it doesn't matter. I'll be talking to a whole bunch of people. And, yeah, he recently just proposed to his old lady, which is awesome, man. And he invited me. That means I'm in the crowd. I'm with the guy. I can join the gang. Not his gang, but, you know, his family friend, like the junkyard gang, that type of gang, you know, just come on in. And it was nice. I recorded it and everything. They like me. They call me Lil Cat Williams, because, you know, I'm silly, but sometimes I go into the voice to where I sound like Cat Williams from time to time. It doesn't matter if I do or if I don't. They're going to call me that anyway because I'm small. And I get it. I get that. I understand that. I do not mind. I do not mind. If that's how they perceive me, and that's what they, boom, bring it on. As long as we good friends, I don't care at all. And you know, it was a nice time. But oh man, the people and the old ladies out here, okay? Texas is a bit different. The old ladies control everything they do, and they do not mind. They do not mind. It's just like, I just won't get caught. That's all. And whatever I do, I just won't get caught. And not saying that they're doing bullshit and all that, you know. But you know, it just like don't, because this, woo, they be on they ass. Like if they want to do anything, you be like, you gotta ask the missus. You gotta ask, can I come play outside? Wait, hold on. Hey, babe. Yeah, they won't go to the bar. They won't go to the bar, get some drinks and everything. No, you gotta stay here, boy. Oh, okay. I can't come chill tonight, folk. You know, gotta be here with the missus. We watching Lovecraft or whatnot. You know, that dates the show right there. Lovecraft is over now, but you understand what date that would be. I have still never watched it, and I guess I'll get into it, but everybody just talks to it about it on the internet, and I don't care for the internet. I do, but I don't, you know, but I'll be around. I'll be around. I'll still sprinkle it with some goodness, if it's goodness. Yeah. So, boom, here we go. Just when you thought it was safe to get back on the internet. Yeah. I'm slowly weaning myself back in. I am. I'm trying to. But the internet, the motherfucking internet, nigga. Yeah, the internet is cleaning up, okay? Okay, they getting rid of motherfuckers like left and right. Don't matter what you're doing, nigga. Tory Lanez, oh my goodness. Whew. If you didn't. If you shot Meg in the foot, if you didn't shoot Meg in the foot, but you better say something, because 20 years and 8 months? Are you serious? Ooh, nigga, that's your, ooh. Your son gonna be making music by then. Be a star. You understand that? 20 years? 20 years in 8 months. That 8 months on top of that is just a little sprinkle. That's fucked up. You might get off. You might do 7 or something like that, and chalk it up for time served or some shit. I really don't know how the prison system works because I only been in jail. But you know, motherfuckers get off. You might go to a nice facility, but nigga, 20 years. Think about that. 10 years, it'll fuck up somebody's life. And shit changes in 10 years. Motherfuckers that come out of jail, that have done a decade in jail, nigga, it's like flying cars are coming out. It's like you coming out and you seeing flying cars, nigga. We done touched down with aliens, bitch. You don't know how to reconnect. You still wearing fucking clothes from the 90s. Just imagine that. From the 90s to the 2000s. From 2000 to 2020. Okay? 20 years. Do you understand what has happened between 2000 and 2020? And you've been in jail this whole time. Now your clothes still baggy. You still cuffing your shit and starching it till it's fucking heavy starched. It can stand up on its own in the corner. Nigga. You fucking penitentiary down, son. You wanna go right back into the jail. Trump caught corona. Alright, just throwing some dates out there. How you feel? How y'all feeling? Everybody okay? You know, you can take care of your health, man. I've been saying this. It'll be fun to bring back the Moments with the Menace. Moments with the Menace was here, and then dumb shit happened, and it pissed me off. And I'm like, all right, I need somebody else. I need somebody else to come out here and just assist me so my fucking camera doesn't shut off on me. So I'm not out there just talking into the ether and ain't nothing being done. I'm just fucking talking. You know how retarded that makes me feel? My goodness. I need assistance. I need assistance. But I'll talk about that in later shows. That's coming. That is coming. Thank y'all for listening. Like and subscribe, or whatever. I know I should plug that from time to time. The Maniacal Menace, Maniacal. I'm trying to do the best. I'm trying to do the best I can with what I can within the means of me doing what I'm doing. And you know, work is work, and it's been glorious. It's been glorious to be able to get laid off about a week and a half and go right back to work because you got good accolades from the last nigga that you work for. And he like, yeah, he good. He run pipe like it ain't nothing. Nigga, I run that pipe. And they like that. They like that I know what I'm doing. I mean, I've been doing it for like 13 years. I just refused to get a license. I've seen this YouTube. I seen this guy on YouTube who got his electrical license within a year. Or on the first try, he studied for a whole year. And I'm like, oh, I ain't got the mental capacity to study for a whole year. It's not something that I would want to do. And I don't give a fuck for electrical enough like that to be like, yeah, I'm going to be that guy. No, that's his thing. That's his thing. You got a YouTube channel that does electrical? Yeah, that's your thing. It's not my thing like that. I definitely don't want to be that guy. But, you know, I know what I'm doing in certain situations and shit. Motors confuse me, but other than that, I do what I can from time to time. So, you know, I'm competent enough to work on my own, and see that all that dead space, all that dead air just now. Yeah, 'cause fucking stupid shit. Man, you just get upset with certain technology. I don't know where to go from here. I guess I gotta upgrade even more. I'm not really sure. I try to keep things going, and like things just fuck up from time to time. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, but just keep talking. Keep talking, keep doing you. You can't. Oh, look at that. Yeah, I did have Tory Lanez down on the jotted down sheet. Yeah. Being out here and going out in Houston, because I just bounce all over the place. I just want to cover some things, that's all. Going out, and it's fun to be out here. It was nice that my homie proposed and all that. I think that's where I was at one point before all this shit happened. It was fun because, he's a native Houstonian. Straight out of Houston. The way he described a Whataburger burger was amazing. All right. I fucking hate Whataburger. Okay. Whataburger is not good. I don't understand why they like it like that out here. But they do. You know, give me a Five Guys anytime or a fucking Five Guys fucking Smash Burger. Oh, give me a Smash. Moolah? Or an Atomic Burger? Ooh, come on. Come on, get out of my face. What are we doing? Y'all ain't never had a real burger. A real genuine good burger. Crispy bacon. You know, this Whataburger shit. The way he explained it, it was just like, nigga, that do sound real delicious. That sound real, real delicious compared to like a Philly steak or whatever the fuck. Oh, no, they was talking about a Crystal Burger. Castle Burger, what the fuck? Crystals, Castle Burger, White Castle. What? Are you serious? An actual burger compared to a miniature White Castle? What are you trying to compare? What? They had a legit argument that White Castle is better than Whataburger. And I'm like, I mean, both of y'all none of y'all ain't got shit on a fucking Popeye's chicken sandwich or a po' boy, you know, a fucking hot sausage po' boy. Are you serious? Hot sausage po' boy, fully dressed, nigga, no nipples out. Get the fuck out of my face. With hot sauce on that bitch and extra cheese. Come on. You ever had a shrimp po' boy? I gotta be careful with that shrimp. That shrimp will kill a nigga. I gotta make sure I get me an EpiPen at some point in time. But, nigga, these motherfuckers out here arguing over the wrong shit. I'm like, no. Mm-mm. Yeah, nah. Whataburgers is terrible. Whataburgers made me shit and fart immediately. Immediately. Like, it doesn't even wait. And fucking stomach's like, what did you put inside of us? And then just blah. Through the asshole it comes. And nah, I don't. Ooh, fuck all that. But this is life, man. We living. I'm trying to live out here. I don't want to be like the Houstonians. I don't want to be like them niggas. You know, like a Slim Thug or a Lil Flip, you know, or a Bun B. Nigga, they still cuffing their pants, wearing the baggy pants. But Bun B old. I get it. Slim Thug, yeah. Thugger, he's still tall. They don't change. They still ride around with their Daytons poking out. They 84s. Nigga, slabs. Slow Lord Automobiles, something like that. I forget what the acronym stands for, but you know, nigga, popping trunk and shit and making sure it rattled in the back. I always hated when the fucking trunks rattled. I was like, you can soundproof that to where it doesn't rattle like that. Does it have to, like, you spent all this money on these 418s in the back? What are we doing? I guess it's dope, you know, you fucking neon light the trunk and shit. What if you need to bring something? What if you need to, you know, gotta haul something, put it in the trunk? You don't go vacation in that car. Is that your only car parked outside the apartment complex? I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, get it in. Get it in how you fit it in. And if that's what you like to do. I don't knock it, though, nigga. They stay to their tradition. It has not evolved much. But you understand, you, as a dreamer, you must evolve. You gotta, don't stay stagnant, nigga. You'll see people stuck in that one little era. It feels like you walk inside of a bubble. And it's like, oh, this is the culture. It just stays here. Like, I guess in New Orleans, we can't just stay stagnant. We never will. That's why things have changed how it has down in the city. Came, had a hurricane, and just washed some things away. This pandemic has really fucked things up. Like, pandemic on top of hurricanes, and just all of that. Like, goddamn, New Orleans can't catch a break, you know? It's like, do you even want to keep it up? You do, because that's culture down there. That's life, man. People don't want to leave that. They love, that's love right there. But that's just how we are, you know. People don't want to go down. I mean, people go down there, but they also want to take a piece of New Orleans and bring it wherever else they go. Like, that's the only place that I know of that you can find in other places. Like, other places, like old Big Easy, they call it, you know, or the Saints Shop. It's like, hey, you don't go around Houston. You don't see, like, Pennsylvania places in any other place. It's crazy LA, they have Saints fucking bars, a Saints bar. Like, just think of that. They don't, like, people from New Orleans, they don't have, I don't know of any other places. They don't have New York's pizza. Fucking, that's it. Like, they don't. Little Paris, Little Tokyo. Oh, okay, hold on. I'm coming to a realization. All right, Chinatown. You know, other places. The Big Easy, though. Like, just think about that. Like, the places that you go to, other states and shit, they take a little bit of New Orleans. People that been down there, it's like, oh no, I got to bring home with me just so I feel as if I'm home. Like, my homie, Punky Johnson. Holla. Shout out Punky, man. Out there doing the big things, man. Motherfucker all up on SNL and shit. Nigga, she the newest cast member SNL. Get the fuck out of here. I have not watched any of Saturday Night Live since. But I don't watch as much TV, though. I don't watch as much TV. But because she's on there, I'm definitely going to start watching it, though. I'm definitely gonna get into it, because everybody was out there talking, oh, they're probably about to blow up, man. She didn't sign to such and such, and she about to, shit, just watch. It's like, get off her dick, goddamn. I know it's detachable, but let it go, niggas. Jesus Christ. Like, I don't, ooh, the people out in California, boy. Oh, y'all disappoint me. Y'all disappoint me completely. Like, Not all of y'all do your own thing, and it's understood. Some of y'all like to fucking steal from other people, the thievery that goes on, but, you know, That's New Orleans, nigga. Houston. Houston still wearing baggy pants. Nigga, flashy. Fucking rhinestones. Rhinestones. Really? What we doing out here? What we doing out here? Rhinestones? On everything? Nigga, with the fake jewelry? Everybody got grills? Fuck that. I'm gonna get me a grill. I'm getting me a grill. No lie. I definitely gonna get me a grill. Just so I can cover up this fucking hole in my face. Nigga be slugged up. Fucking grill in the mouth, bitch. You won't even be able to tell. Be like, ooh, that nigga look cute. I want to lick his teeth. Yeah, bitch. Come lick my teeth. Yes. I love that. I love that. That culture is something else. It's something else. But, you know, it don't go nowhere from besides that. But it's so big out here. It's so big. That's just them. That's what they do. Flashy. I definitely want them to realize that rhinestoning jeans and shit like that. Even the small niggas out here, they got a lot of small niggas out here. A lot of small niggas wearing these rhinestone dash jeans and all that. But because their hood is just like the things that they wear. Nigga, the smallest pants that they have is 28-32. Like, it don't get no shorter than that. 32 in length, 28 at the waist. It's like, yo, you know, like, can you get a 28-30 or something like that? 28-28? Like, what's going on? Like, all these niggas, this niggas that's smaller than me, okay? Understand this. Niggas that's smaller than me, wider than me, out here with these short ass jeans on. With the long pant leg, and still sagging them bitches, but they skinny jeans, so they tighten the calf area, but they sag at the top. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? And then, you know, everybody's out here with these spandex drawers, so they show that off. And rhinestone belts and rhinestone pants and shit. The goddamn tuxedo stripe down the pants with the rhinestones on it. And you know, down in New Orleans, a lot of people do rhinestones. You know the people that do the rhinestones? It's the burlesque acts and the drag acts. Yeah, you'll fit right in. Come on down. Come on down to the silver slipper. And, yeah, go ahead and wear them rhinestones down there. And be like, ooh, girl. Girl down, you know. You all up in there with the rhinestoning and shit. It's wild, man. They got the things in these malls out here. The things in these malls. But yeah, we'll talk about that some other time. What y'all been watching? Y'all been watching? Just to clear y'all head. Just to clear y'all head with shit. You know, y'all can email me if you like. Like, people that personally know me, they just fucking hit me up, but that just would tell me who's listening, especially if you got to this point in the goddamn show, 32 minutes in. Oh, let's email this nigga. Hey, Kyle, how things going? Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Email, it'll be nice, just, it'll be kind of spontaneous, you know, the motherfucker. It's like a pen pal, but through the internet, you know, just hit me up, like, send messages or write a comment. Or something like that, you know, if you feel like you should, what would you write? I don't know, write anything, write a high or something like that. And since I'm not going to be high for another week and a half. So, you know, oh, but boy, when I do get back, oh, when I relapse, that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but, you know, I'm also enjoying these fucking dreams. I'm enjoying the shit out of these dreams, and they're there. I remember them vividly. I lucid dream, and I try to want to do certain things, but I never get around to doing the thing I want to do. It's so crazy, because when I get into the dream, I'm like, yeah, great. I know it's a dream. Boom. I knock on the door. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can do this. I can fly if I want to, but I get distracted with some other shit that I got to do before I can get the flying. And then it's like, ah, damn it. Then I wake up and I'm like, fuck, man, I never got to fly. Or I'm like a James Bond character, and I save the damsel in distress. And, you know, James Bond, it don't matter if they sweaty, if they itchy, or whatever, they still find time to fuck. And it's just like, okay, great. Now, I find the time. I definitely find the time to go ahead, and it's like, oh, this is the time where we gonna do some nasty sex acts. But apparently, I got some other shit to do. I'm not really sure what it is that I gotta do that I'll be doing. I'm like, I know I wanna fuck, but I'm not allowing myself to fuck. I don't know. I beat it often, so you know, I get the excess build up out of there before it just becomes a wet dream. Because if you don't get it out, you wet dream all over the place, and you definitely that's a terrible cleanup. I haven't wet dreamed in a while. Which is great, because you don't know if it's piss or cum. You never know if it's piss or cum. And you just, and when you feel it cum coming, to be able to stop it up, oh man, it just bleh, it just spews out. You never go skeet shooting whenever you have a wet dream. It just kind of, it's like the top's overflowed, and it just seeps out. Seeps out all in your drawers all sticky and slimy and shit. It's like, God damn it. Nah, I gotta wipe these off. I can't wear these no more. You're gonna get that crusty ring in the front, and then you'll chafe all day. You don't wanna wear that and fucking dick tip smelling sweet, sweet. So, you know, go change it up, man. You gotta go change it up. It's something. Speaking of dick tips, anybody that's been on The Boys season 2? That is my shit. That is my shit. What has y'all been watching? Y'all don't know what y'all been watching? Man, get on that boy. Season 2? Come on, man. Come on. Ain't no spoilers or nothing like that, but Homelander is something else. I think that's what I'm going to do my clothing line. Not Eminem, but just MM. MM, Maniacal Menace. That's, I'm going to do something like that. I need to make Maybach Music, you know, MM. I need to make something with the MM logo or something. I need to up my t-shirt game and do other shit. But I just, these ideas that come to myself, and I try to act upon it, but I don't. It'll eventually get there. It'll all click. It'll all come together as one eventually. But for the time being, it's just like, well, let's do what I do. Let's just keep on keeping on. Yeah. Just to let everybody know, I had a friend that tried to attempt. Well, he attempted suicide, and whenever, like, somebody close to you like that fucking attempts to off themselves, it's just like, it's a cry for help. Like, during these, it's some bad times right now, and not everybody's stable. Especially your strong friends, the ones that are alone a lot, the ones that always try to help everybody else out, the ones that always look out for everybody else and shit. The ones that you would never think would probably go down that path. Some people you think is like, oh, you gotta watch him. But some of these motherfuckers, man, you really check on them, man. Call your peoples. And say hey. Tell them you love them. You know, because you don't know what the fuck tomorrow might hold. Just like my John John episode, man. Motherfucker caught a stroke. Nigga, you ain't even in your 40s. And I'm thinking you catch strokes in your 40s or something. Heat stroke or something like that. Nah. And his homie, this nigga body locked up. It's like, God damn. Yeah. Check on your strong friends, man. Because, you're too young to be just off on yourself like this. There's too much life to live. We all here for you. We understand you might not be able to reach out, but at least let somebody know that you're not feeling right. I let my friends know. Definitely let my friends know. especially during this month of Sober October, which was much needed. Much needed. Been able to just clear my head and really think of certain things. After I do this, I need to go sit down, manifest, and meditate. Have y'all been manifesting? Have y'all been meditating? Have y'all been saying your affirmations? Being positive? Bring the light in, man. Take it in. It'll do you some good. Also, on top of that, I have been watching since The Boys season 2 is over. If you want to just keep it on the Amazon Prime fucking real estate, you can hop on that fucking Utopia. Oh my goodness. It's like Save the Cheerleader, Save the World, Heroes type shit. You know, we need to find this virus and kill it, or we need to end the world. Hey, just check it out, okay? I'm not going to give anything else away. Not saying that it's giving it away, but you can just read the synopsis of it, and it'll tell you what the show's about. But it's really good. Yeah, well, I guess I can tell you what the show's about. The show's about this, it's a comic book that basically, it told the future of a pandemic that was going on. And so there's another book out called, the first book was Dystopia. Next book is Utopia, and it has secret messages inside of it, talking about how the world's gonna end and what it's gonna end from, kind of like a Nostradamus type shit. So, yeah, if you're into that type of science fiction, man, it is really fun. It's a fun watch. Like, it gets intense immediately, okay? Immediately. First episode, niggas is getting offed. And I'm like, yo. And it's not like, oh, motherfucker, these are nerds. It's like, what? You gonna... Whew. Just check it out. Check it out. Cut it out. Danny Tanner. But in this process, I've been feeling amazing. I've been feeling really great. Things are coming together like I wanted to. Been extra happy, so in a sense, I mean, I've been, yeah, man, I'm almost done with the Sober October, so all of that's kind of like, all right. It feels crazy once you get back off and go back into the realm of darkness. Like, it's just like, ooh, this is the place that I used to be. It gets kind of scary because you haven't smoked it so long, your body is sober. So the first thing that you get on, it's like, oh, brace yourself, buckle up, let's go along for the ride. It's like, I used to function like this? Golly. It'll take about a good week for you to get back to like that. But, yeah, I advise, if you do that at the end of your soberness, watch something, you know, worthwhile. Watch something that might stimulate your mind. The first time I got back off, I watched Dave Chappelle's Emancipation. Man, the genius behind it. Everything was just like, it blew my mind. It blew my fucking mind, and I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready at all. I didn't know it was gonna hit me like that. I had no idea. But, yeah. And if there's another Doctor Strange coming out, hey, I hope you're all ready for another Hendrix experience. Because, woo, the acid is prominent and the shrooms are there. Just waiting. I can't wait. The excitement, you know, the excitement. It's not like I'm out doing that the first day I get off. I'll probably hook up with Kamari. And we'll probably go trip or do something, which will be fun. It's always fun to trip with somebody you know, somebody that's close to you. If you're going to trip for the first time, don't trip with, like, knuckleheads or meatheads or some shit that'll do dumb shit to you. Yeah, that's never cool. Always know your environment and your surroundings before you do any type of psychedelics, all right? Take that from somebody that has not done psychedelics around dumb niggas, okay? Mm-mm. I remember one time taking a psychedelic outside and, you know, around my friends, But that's in an uncontrolled environment. You don't know who's going to come around. And then, you know, shit happens when you're trying to be in tune with the universe. Remember, like, the first or second time I took acid, I seen a nigga get slapped in the face with a wet-ass flip-flop. Okay? Understand that. Slapped in the face with a wet-ass flip-flop. You ever seen a nigga get slapped in the face with a wet-ass flip-flop? You know what happened? You know what happens? Nothing. Because they don't know what the fuck to do. Because ain't nobody ever got slapped in the face with a wet-ass flip-flop before. So niggas just be looking and be asking the question in their head. Did I just get slapped in the face with a wet-ass flip-flop? Not a dry one, a wet one. Like, why is this flip-flop off of this nigga's foot? And why did I get slapped with it? What did I do to get slapped with a wet-ass flip-flop? Probably nothing. You probably did nothing at all. This nigga just on some other shit. And pap, boom, in the face. Now you want to go fuck him up. You definitely got to kill somebody after that. That's disrespect to the fullest. Like, you was walking in the street. Why your flip-flops so wet? It was raining outside. You got a little bit of rocks and pebbles in the bottom of this flip-flop. I'm about to fuck you up, sir. I'm definitely about to fuck you up. You definitely got to get... No. You got to get your ass whooped after that. So, yeah, be careful out there. Games. What games y'all been playing? It's good to get back on them games, man. There's a new Need for Speed out. I've been playing that. Payback. Been getting back up on my Need for Speed. And, yeah, it's a fun one. It is a fun one. Need for Speed is always hard. I just got to upgrade my cars and shit. I'm upgrade to the upgrades. Yeah, we out here working, though. We out here getting it in. Making friends, meeting new people. That has been the staple of this October. Like, more people have reached out and confided in it, kind of, sort of. I mean, not really confided in me, but just like, hey, who are you and why are you so cool? And, you know, hanging out. It's fucking fun. When the last time you got blue balls? What do girls get? Do girls get some type of blue balls? Is it like tough titty or something like that? Does that happen to y'all? Because, it's strange. I haven't got blue balls in a very long time because I'm not an adolescent anymore. But, like, blue balls is that bullshit. It's the backed up semen. The semen that wants to come out now, it doesn't go out. And so it goes back. It retracts back to your scrotum. I'm not a Dr. Drew, but you get it. And then fucking inflates and just... so painful. Blue balls, that bullshit. What is the women's equivalent of blue balls? That's a question I want to know. I want to know that answer. That's a question that I have that I want to know the answer to. So if you have any answer to that, please email me at maniacalmenace26@gmail.com. Yeah, just, or you can go to maniacalmenace.com and leave a comment there at the bottom. Just like, well, this is what happens when girls get to the point of coming but don't come, and then they have to leave. And, you know, all of the semen backs up into the scrotum sac or whatnot. I don't know. Let me know, though. Let me know. LeVar Burton reads. Maniacal Menace reads stories. It's still being worked on. We're in the works. Whenever I get my apartment, that's where we're going to kick it into high gear. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And you guys, it is that time. Sweater God! Sweater God, sweater God, sweater God, my nigga. Sweater God. Sweater God, sweater God, sweater God, sweater God, sweater God, sweater God, man. Sweater God. Sweater God. Type of sweaters y'all got on today. Cardigans, button ups, shawls, little throwovers. Let me know. type of sweater is you wearing? Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. All right. I'm just going to do a few of them for you guys today. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what's happening. No, 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 no. Is this? Yeah, okay. So, first, swear to God, I was supposed to do, like, I was going to read, like, two of them, and then I was going to make one up and let y'all know, and have y'all guess which one was fake, but nah, fuck that. These are all fun, so all of these are true. It's true fun facts. But if you didn't know, swear to God, my nigga, okay? Swear to God. Banging your head up against the wall for an hour? If you bang your head, swear to God, okay? If you bang your head up against the wall, this is what they say. Swear to God, all right? Hand of Jesus, swear to God. If you bang your head up against the wall for an hour, you'll lose 150 calories. It burns 150 calories. Banging your head up against the wall for an hour burns 150 calories. So just imagine somebody that sucks dick for an hour. That's a soft place to bang your head up against, okay? For an hour? You and then you doing a suck motion with your face and your jowls? Oh, she got her jaws is amazing. I don't think any chick is out here sucking dick for an hour. But just imagine if you're doing that motion right there for an hour. Boom, you burning 150 calories. Come on. Come on, a little licky, licky, sucky, sucky. 150 calories burned? And then you get to put your face in the soft pooch, depending on where you're putting your face at. How many people are fans of ghetto gagging? Y'all know what ghetto gagging is? I don't know if anybody knows what ghetto gagging is. But if you don't, look it up, all right? And if you're not prepared, just brace yourself, all right? Lots of vomit, just to let you know, lots of vomit. And I have a friend who loves it, loves that shit, ghetto gagging. The name implies itself. Real hood chicks gagging. Little bitty dicks. It's so crazy. It's like, how are you doing? It doesn't take much for a chick to gag, apparently, you know. Little dicks, too. Like, not micro penis, just little dicks. And it gets rough, and I hate it because it seems very racist, because it's usually a black chick or something. But everybody's going through it. Most of the porn stars that you watch that I have grown up watching, especially ones I have grown up watching, they've all done some type of ghetto gagging. And I've mentioned this to somebody else. Like I've mentioned this to P. Dobbles, man. Shout out to Dobbles. I was talking to him when he was playing his Dobbles Gaming and Gaming Dobbles. You could check that out on Instagram or Facebook, Dobbles Gaming, and where we sit down and just shoot the shit while we play, shoot the shit trying to beat video games. How many comics does it take to beat a video game or whatnot? And he made wings and shit. He made some good wings, all right? Through an air fryer. He got two air fryers. Yeah, fuck, I lost my train of thought. Dobbles Gaming, shit, it was right there. Watching your favorite porn stars grow up in porn. Just like, watching your favorite actors grow up in acting. For them to be like a true masterful actor, they have to go do a gay scene. They have to have their gay scenes. They have to have their gay movie. Jim Carrey's done it. Perfect example, Will Smith. Will Smith has his gay movie, 6 Degrees of Separation, and you see it. He took that man's butt inside a carriage, inside a horsey carriage. Yeah. He took his manhood from him. He was like, I'm not gay. What are you doing? I got an old lady. And then fucking Will put that goddamn Fresh print mouth on his face and was like, hold on. And then closed them curtains and took that ass from him. Had that motherfucker going home questioning his sexuality. Went up to his old lady and was like, hey, I don't want to do this no more. Like, what? After one time in a horse and carriage? Nigga, Will did it like that to you? And it was the Gemini man, Will. The young Will. Come on now. Will out here taking white men booty. All right. 6 degrees of separation. check it out. So yeah, everybody goes to it. Everybody has to do it. I think it was Spotless Mind of for Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, he had one of his gay roles, Moons Over Miami or something like that. Moons Over Miami. I'm not really sure what it was, but yeah. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. In Switzerland, it's illegal to own just one guinea pig. Like, you gotta have more than one, or you can't just have one at all. Like, why is this? What's the legalities of guinea pigs in Switzerland? I guess it's like ferrets. You know, ferrets get really lonely and shit when they be by themselves and they die of boredom or something like that. So I guess humanely, you don't want your guinea pig to die of boredom. So I guess what you do is you get another guinea pig, and they probably like, no, if you're going to get one guinea pig, you better get another guinea pig for them, so this guinea pig is not lonely by itself. But understand that, like, if these two guinea pigs are territorial, one guinea pig will eat the other guinea pig. Then just like, well, now you got one guinea pig again. So, yeah, it's like a win-win, lose-lose or something like that. I don't know. Swear to God, though. Can't just have one. It's illegal. What happens, though, if you have one? Like, let me know. Email me. Yeah. Email me. If you know the answer to this, email me. Maniacalminutes26@gmail.com, man. Let me know the legalities of just owning one guinea pig in Switzerland. What happens? Do they flog you or something? Do you get whippings for do you go to jail? Like, how do they know? You all just walking one guinea pig on a leash? Like, what goes on? What goes on? Let me know. I might do these. I might video record these and then put these up live. That's what I might do for my live Spotify's. Yeah, but that's all going to come whenever I get my apartment. So, swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. All right, this is a good one. Swear to God, my nigga. Look, swear to God. the oldest your mom joke, all right? Just imagine, swear to God, my nigga. The oldest your mom joke, when you think that came out, how long ago you think the oldest your mom joke was discovered? The oldest your mom joke, okay? Swear to God, my nigga. The oldest your mom joke was discovered on a 3,500-year-old Babylonian tablet. 3,500 years. Nigga, your mama so old. Nigga, a yo mom joke on a tablet? Nigga, that's like running into a Laffy Taffy 3,500 years ago. I mean, it probably wasn't the best joke of all, but nigga is ribbing your mama back in Babylonian times. Nigga ribbed your mama on a tablet, my nigga. Are you swear to God, son? Nigga ribbed your mama on a tablet. Nigga, when your mama go forage for grapes and shit, she pissed dust because she old or some shit like that. Nigga, Babylonian times. Nigga, they had to chisel that. They chiseled it. Like, fucking stone and mortar. Brick and mortar. I don't know. Swear to God, my nigga. 3,500 years old. Your mom joke. Wow. Oh, man. Look. Let me give y'all two more. We got a whole list of them here. Let me give y'all two more of these things. Swear to God, son. Swear to God, okay? Swear to God. 7% of Americans, right? 7% of American adults believe, swear to God, my nigga, like, hand to the Lord, 7% of Americans believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Get the fuck out of here. Swear to God, son. Swear to God. What are we doing? Racist, fascist? I don't get it. Like, why? Why would y'all think that? And on top of that, nigga, 100% of racist white folks think that black people can't tan. Like, we don't change colors in the sun. Y'all just think we always like this? Like, y'all don't think we get darker? Like, really? What the fuck? Come on, son. Skin's just like yours. It's gonna fucking change colors if it's in the sun for too long. Oh my goodness. 100% of y'all racists think that shit. Yes, indeed. I love it. Thinking that we can't tan and shit. Do black people tan? What? You think I'm just always this color? Do you get redder, don't you? We get sunburned now. This ain't your grandpa's sun no more. Nigga, we get sunburnt. We do get sunburnt. Swear to God. Swear to God. I don't know if this is the one to end on, but I'll give y'all one more. I'll just fill it. Swear to God. Most Korean people don't have armpit odor. Swear to God. Okay, what are we doing? Sweat to God. Swear to God, son. Swear to God. What are we doing? How do y'all not have underarm odor? Like, that's... If you don't got sweat glands or something like that, I know somebody that ain't got no armpits. Like, she legitimately doesn't have any armpits no more. Had to take her fucking armpits out because she used to get balls and shit under them. So, boom. Give me your armpits. No more armpit for you. Now you just got bottom arm and top rib cage skin connected. Ain't that wild? And you got skin graft. You got like booty tissue under your arm. Cause you ain't got no more. You have no more armpits. Swear to God, son. Swear to God. She ain't got no more armpits. Like, her armpits are gone. Like, I don't know if this smells, but she ain't got no sweat glands, so she can't sweat under her arms no more. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. I guess that was pretty good. Armpit odor. That would be nice, though. I would love, like, just to hold down a Korean person and be like, let me see for myself. If I can't smell it, does that mean I have corona? I do not understand what is going on. What's happening? You know, if you fart in a car and you can smell it, you can actually test yourself and see if you have corona or not. Because if you can't smell it, then you probably got that corona. And you probably can't taste it neither. You need to go quarantine. That's what that means. If you fart in an elevator and you don't smell it, but everybody else vomits, you need to quarantine. And that's fucked up if you ain't got a mask on and you spreading the rona to everybody. Swear to God. And speaking of, what makes you fart? Swear to God, all right? Top six fart foods. Swear to God. Top six. Beans. Corn. Bell peppers. Cauliflower. Cabbage. And milk. Swear to God. Oof. Swear to God. Come on. What we doing? What we doing with our life? What you doing with your life? You fighting like that? It's been a minute since I fired. Well, no lie. I have been fighting a lot lately. Like gas. I wouldn't call them fart. I've been tooting. I've been toots. I've been having lots of toots. And they've been coming out. And I swear to God, nigga, they've been smelling foul, son. They've been rank. I'm like, damn. Bitch, you out here dropping them like that. What you been eating? I've been trying to figure out what the fuck I've been eating because my fart's been stank. That's what I should have asked the old girl. What her fart smell like? That'd be crazy just to randomly call her up and be like, hey, have you been farting lately? Like, how your fart's been smelling? If you've been farting, like, do you fart anymore? Like, it's very rare that I do be farting. I did fart. I farted like a few minutes ago on this podcast. You probably didn't hear it because it wasn't loud enough. They've been silent but deadly. I don't know what's going on. I swear to God, though. I swear to God. It's just something else. This coffee get me rambling. Once I get started going, it's like revving up a goddamn chainsaw. I think I can't stop after that. And just ring. I like that I got this pop filter. Oh, that one popped out. Okay. This pop filter helps, though. That's good. Swear to God, my niggas. But hey, man. Thank y'all for being there. Like, subscribe, share. Tell people that you like this. Shout out to the people overseas and shit, Canada, UK, United Kingdom, France, Egypt, Jordan, wherever y'all are coming from, man, thank y'all for listening, thank y'all for being there. This is the future, of the past and the past of the future. And as I'm speaking in the present. So, man, how y'all Jokers feeling? What type of Joker am I today? I'm more of a sane Joker. I guess I would be the, I could say I would be the, more of a subtle, I feel good type of Joker. Jared Leto. I'd go for a Jared Leto Joker at this point in time. Yeah, just because I don't feel as if I'm accomplishing. I mean, I'm accomplishing shit. It's just, you know, you know, that's that. He's that Joker. The Joker of, okay. You know, so that's how I feel right now. Just, we making it. You know, no one really cares. I'm not really being diabolical or sadistic or anything like that. It's just, another Joker. Another Joker today. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening, man. Until next time, tell me, this has been Tell Me a Joke, okay? Well, you don't actually have to tell me a joke. It's just a lifestyle that we live. The guideline of chasing the dream. Are you still chasing your dreams? Have you stopped? Don't give up. Get back on that bike. I got a tandem bike with me. And there's always people on the back helping me out, I think. I don't know. Anyway, until next time, folks.